Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And that is us for hour number two. Hour number one of our return flew by in a hurry. Dan Day, Larry Bluestein, powered by AutoNation up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for all the guests in the first hour. Eric Henry talking FIU football. Hector Clavejo talking about Champagnat and the defending 2A state champions. And we wound hour number one up with Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University. Don't forget, every guest on this evening, you could check them out on demand on WQAM.com. And we're also talking about the high school football season each and every Friday, powered by AutoNation with Joe Rose at about 7:20 or so. So we're around the clock with you. So we give you a lot of opportunities to hear about college and high school football. We had talked, as we begin our second hour, we had talked about one of the programs that opted in a little bit early in Broward County, along with St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's Cardinal Gibbons. A team that a couple of years ago won the state championship, now a 4A team, and certainly a program that waited, just like everybody else, to get back on the football field, to condition, and now they're coming into the phase where they'll be practicing for the season ahead. And joining us is the head coach for the Chiefs, is head coach Matt DeBuck. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this evening, for joining us, and certainly, as we heard from Coach Clavejo, all the precautions, everything has been put into place. So you guys obviously being as careful as you can with all phases of the practices. Talk about that so far.
Yeah, we obviously, it was a long off season, Larry. Thanks for having me. You and I have talked, you know, off the record here and there, but. Yeah, it was a long off season, and we tried to go as long as we could with the FHSA on all those calls, and you know, move the date, and the Archdiocese of Miami gave us the go ahead with the protocols. So you know, even though we were a BCA team, St. Thomas and I, we're not funded by the Broward County Athletic Association, so we decided to take a shot at this thing, and our athletic director Mike Moore is very involved with the pods and setting the groups up, and we're just following the rules and hoping and praying that everybody stays healthy and nobody gets sick so we can have a season of whatever that may look like.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at all the, you know, what we opened up the show, not maybe taking a shot at the FHSA, but kind of putting it all into perspective, how they kind of split this state in two with their decision making, instead of having everybody being able to start at the same time and going for the same prize. You know, you're leaving a lot of quality teams. You're leaving a lot of kids who really needed that exposure to maybe only playing 4 and 5 games in the regular season before the playoffs start. I know you were extremely frustrated by that. A lot of other coaches were as well. You look at states like California, you look at Virginia, you look at Nevada, you look at Illinois, and these are all states that opted to do this together. Do you think that friction maybe will have some residuals down the, you know, in a couple years, maybe if not next year, with the teams who maybe felt like they got snubbed because they were in a bigger area?
Well, as a player, Larry, I got to play in a state championship. So state means the entire state. So I'm not looking for a county championship or a regional championship. You want to win the state championship, and that to me is what it's all about. That's from the panhandle all the way down to Key West. So I would hate to see the state get split into three sections and all that, because I don't think that would be our state championship. I think it would cheapen it, you know. And then I hear people say, oh, well, Broward County this, Broward County that. There were many years, Live Oak Swanee and teams like that were winning state championships, Key West. Broward and Dade have been definitely up the last 7 or 8 years, no question. But the pendulum swings both ways. So to cheapen it, I would think, yes, it would cheapen it. And quite frankly, think, you know, playing a team, you know, like North Marion was something these kids will never forget. You know, playing Bradford High School in still in our state, but it's in another county in the middle of the state. That's you know, it's what we've evolved to in our state. You know, kids are going, they're playing in Tennessee. We had a game at Brentwood Academy that got canceled. We had a game against Tampa Jesuit that got canceled. I mean, we're trying to have our kids experience as much of the state as we can. So I hope it all comes back together and it doesn't get watered down and cheapened and stuff like that. I really do.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt DeBuck joining us. He's the head football coach at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale, just a couple of years removed from a state championship. You take a look at that, and as you said, you're going to look back at that state title for so many years and what it represented and the road that it took to get there and beating a Tampa Jesuit and beating, as you said, a North Marion for a
Orlando
state title.
Jones and Rockledge, and these were not easy games, and they weren't county games. So
right.
I respect everybody that we play, there's been some again, Broward and Dade have had a nice run, and hopefully we'll continue to have those runs. But there's quality programs all over the state of Florida, so I don't want to cheapen any of what those guys have done or will continue to do or have done.
Sure. And you take a look at the camaraderie that has been built through Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach with the coaches, with the players who, you know, a lot of them may play with each other on 7-on-7 teams or against each other throughout the course of the year. So that kind of taken this region of the state and made it almost as one. And you look at the, you know, you know a lot of coaches in Dade County from being able to play a Northwestern or being able to play a Central or a Miami South Ridge the way you have over the last couple of years. Talk about that, because I think that there's a lot to be said for that too, because there's a bond of the coaches between, you know, in South Florida now that may not have existed 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, you know, the best of Broward, best of Dade, we got to play in three in a row. We were going to play Columbus this year, which Cardinal Gibbons has never played Columbus, which would have been pretty cool. But yeah, it's, you know, the unfortunate part of it is the recruiting aspect when kids leave programs that have been there for 2 or 3 years and they go across town. If people get their feelings hurt, and rightfully so. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, everybody's working hard to win a championship. And, you know, if you're not in it, you know, we teach so many lessons along the way. But if you're not in it to win, then you've forgotten one of the major lessons that football teaches, and that's perseverance and hard work and getting to – when things aren't going your way, and turn around and learn from your losses and still have an opportunity to win the following week. Again, it's been a very frustrating time, but we'll see what this thing turns out to be. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, seems like it's going well in places right now, and hopefully the numbers continue to drop, which they are, and the BCAA and Broward County will have what season they're looking for. But I just, you know, we just decided, hey, listen, you know, if there's an opportunity there, we got the go ahead from people that control us, that we owed it to our kids and our families that we participate.
No doubt. Before we let you go, when does your season start? When's your first game?
Schedule is still in, it's a living document, as they say. It's not done, but we're getting there. And we are playing Pace Monsignor Pace at Cardinal Gibbons on October the 9th. Okay. So that's the only one I can really tell you at this point. But hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have an announcement with the rest of our schedule. And, I look forward to watching my friends coach that are at other schools when they get their opportunities, and I'll support them. And we haven't forgot them, even though we've started. We're not taking anything for granted, and we're just fortunate. That's the way I look at it. But I know they'll have their opportunities too.
Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, head coach at Cardinal Gibbons, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Glad to be back.
Good stuff. Me too. As time obviously will go on, and we'll see what happens as Cardinal Gibbons, St. Thomas will be the first out of the gate, so to speak, of the larger schools in South Florida. But we're as excited as anybody to get this thing going.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.